When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of Here's the Scenario. Could you tell I forgot what to say next? I'm one of your hosts, Mike Cannon. With me, as always,
is Mike Feeney, and also
Brendan Sagalow.
That's right. We have another fantastic guest this week in our hot box studio of tit sweat, Jared Fried, everybody.
Thank you. So excited to be here in Titty Sweat Studios. It is just the way you guys are tight in the intro.
Yeah.
That was tight.
You like that.
That was like seeing like a baseball team go around the horn. Yeah. The way you guys toss that around. Wow. I was like, holy shit. You know, it's like, you know, what do they call that before they like bring it in? Like
the warm-up throw.
Huddle.
Yeah,
huddle.
They kind of like
huddle?
No. Throw it around the horn.
Around the horn.
Oh yeah.
You know, go, let's go too.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, like, we're horny, baby. We're real horny.
A horny bunch.
It's only gonna go down from there.
And it's all downhill from there.
He always has to go
sexual. He's a sexual being.
I'm a sexual being.
Always gotta bring us to, you know, the lowest common denominator.
That's where him and I
are. Get lower, actually.
And it will.
The common denominator will be getting lower.
Sagalow has an attitude. I add attitude to the show.
I put a little bit of attitude on the show.
Are you not happy I'm here? What's going on?
No, of course I am. I'm not happy they're here. Just kidding.
I just smiled and laughed so hard from what you just said that I got a cramp in the soft part of my jaw.
Oh, that's the worst,
dude.
That does suck.
How do you even address that?
I can't. I'm fucking stretch for that.
I'm literally fighting through it with my speech. This is great. You're already getting the vibe of the show.
Brutal.
So this show, as you know, but for those of you who are new, is a hypothetical-based podcast. We do what-ifs, would-you-rather scenarios, all that fun stuff that you, the audience, help submit. Patreon.com/scenariopod for preferential question treatment. We go to you first because money talks. And then we dip into the Instagram, and then we go to, some website. But thank you very much.
Some website.
I don't know.
I was like, wow, these guys are uber prepared. They got it around the horn. And then, we go wherever the fuck.
Yeah, you compliment us once and then panic.
That's right. Or we panic or we take a little too much leash.
Exactly.
I'm really known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It expands our egos. Sorry. I don't know. I just.
You sound like Porky Pig.
Sagalow, you okay, man?
No.
What's going on?
No, nothing. I'm good.
I'm good.
When I get in front of a microphone, I panic.
You picked a good line of work.
Career. Yeah.
Yeah. Like my biggest phobia is microphones.
You can see me this weekend talking to a microphone for money.
I think it's the heat in here, to be honest. And also, I could use some food as well. I know how Nicole's feeling.
Oh, dude.
She's very hungry.
Nicole's been, by the way, this is Nicole's like fourth consecutive hour of being in this room podcasting.
Way more than that. She did 3 hours on Gnome's show, got to hear every in and out of Hunter Biden's laptop. And then we did Norton, and then we got you in here. And
so Nicole is basically is being reduced to a puddle at this point.
The cool thing is she'll make weight for any fight she has.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's ready to go. Ready.
Nicole, how are you feeling mentally and physically going into hour six or whatever you're on?
Definitely feeling skinny, but I also
That's all that matters.
Yes, queen.
Mm-hmm. I only ate like this morning, my tummy hurt. So I only ate yogurt for my breakfast lunch situation. So I'm like,
you got
not
ravenous.
Well.
You got probiotics, not having anything to biotic.
Yes. You just got pros down there.
That's right.
I bet you've already pooped it out, right?
Okay.
No, actually, which I'm like a little bit.
What?
And I bet you've already. And answer is this, Nicole. Have you pooped it out yet?
I like that I seriously answered. Yeah. Everybody else is like, wait, what just happened?
I've never heard a person ask another person, let alone, especially I've never seen a man ask a woman if they've pooped.
That's true feminism, because Brendan would have done the same if it was
right.
me.
That's very
you,
true.
If it was
that's
you.
And Nicole, true.
Or like has the kids gone to the pool yet?
Well, I don't like when you ask like that.
Yeah.
Have you dropped the kids off at the pool?
Cannon was literally digging you out of your horrific hole.
No way,
as
dude.
I'm one to do. And then guess what he often does is he takes the shovel out of my hand,
right.
hits yeah. me in the back of the head, and climbs up using my
show
body
you a
as
whole
a
new world. Yeah.
Swan dives right back
that's
into that
right.
hole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
Trust I'm no off one. To the side in a lawn chair going, were you in a hole or something?
This guy's got a hole. He's got hole all over him. Let's all make fun of him, you guys.
Got hole all over him. It's a real fun one. All right, first question. This is from Patreon. Melanie Williams, Serena and Venus's sister. The feds kick down your door, and every single person in the room is arrested on the podcast. Yet you're all guilty of different crimes. What crime did each of you commit? Clearly something major, like Mike has warehouse full of a new super strain of edibles hidden inside basketballs labeled edibles.
Oh my God. Are you, fucking, leave the podcast
are
now?
You fucking out of your mind that I'm going to pitch that to Gilbert Arenas tonight? Like, that is an idea.
That is
dude.
A great idea.
Holy shit. A little fucking, like, you know, those quarter machines at the
yeah.
grocery store, and then you get the
edibles.
Hand that slaps
yeah,
your
make
sister
edibles
in the face.
In the shape of, yeah, edibles yeah. in the shape of basketballs. Edibles.
But not, yeah, but not even, yeah, balls
they don't need to
inside
be full
of balls.
Size.
Right. You
yeah.
could put that machine in one of the dispensaries, yeah. and they'd play it for 7 hours.
Right.
And you someone dip on your an edible. Card.
Right. You're making money.
Right.
Fuck.
I played one of those machines, the claw machine, at a bar in Nashville. Legit put $5. Like it was, and it was only to win little rubber duckies.
Yeah.
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 And
yeah.
I was like, in. I don't care. And I'm not even addicted to that drug. You know, you have an addiction.
Mike has an addiction to the crane game. He's never won once, but he always
fuck
loses.
You in the face he, with your own dick.
He wins.
He's won once.
Yeah. He's won,
been chasing
he's
that
won
dragon.
Once when no one
Brendan,
was there.
You've
and then
never
every
won
time,
a single thing in your entire life, including your parents' approval. How dare you?
And we,
how dare
every
you?
Every time we're in public, Mike gravitates towards the crane game.
Yeah,
and,
it's not my fault
loses.
That a lot of them are fucking just built to fail.
Well, they are.
That's,
well,
that's
yeah,
one
they are built you don't to fail. Play when you play the crane game.
Yes.
You take what's given to you.
Yes.
You can't choose what you can't be like. I want the gold watch
right.
corner.
Yeah,
right. I want to take AirPods. What's most presentable.
Yeah.
Right.
My son
right,
that's doesn't the game. Fucking get that yet.
Oh, you gotta give him
he's
up.
Like, no, Dad, I want the mushroom man
yeah,
underneath.
No, no.
And I'm like, buddy, you can't dig out. We gotta get the thing
right.
nobody could possibly. Possibly want
yeah.
yeah. Maturity. That's, yeah. You need to grab the thing that's been grabbed yeah. at 700 yeah. times.
And it's not even about the thing. It's
no.
about the exhilaration.
The win.
Winning.
Yeah.
The win.
Yeah. Fuck you, dude.
He did when we were on the cruise. He won a crane, like a
$100 of
Saran
singles.
Wrap, Saran wrapped $100
on
singles on the cruise.
Immediately.
That's a fun one to win.
Yeah, yeah
I like
promptly
that.
Promptly put it back in
oh,
the
no,
game.
Oh, no, I dropped $400 trying to win my next 100. Yeah, easily.
Perfect. I forgot about that.
Went all according to Crane Industries plan.
Yeah.
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 Oh, and then I got completely, like, and Feeney caught on to it before I did, but I got completely fucking fished at the poker table. Two people were just working together and I didn't
really?
Notice it. And Feeney was like, they were like tapping their chips. And I was like, I am out of practice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I just fucking
this
shit
is
away.
On the cruise?
On
yeah, there
the
was
cruise.
Like on
the
yeah.
Where was I didn't even notice
there was
that.
A poker. There was a Texas Hold'em tournament. And then yeah. it was like, every hand, like one of them had like something
whoa.
Big. And then there was yeah. even a third guy at one point was like, yeah, no, they've like,
oh, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
That was right across from the restaurant,
yeah.
right? That
yeah.
one
yeah.
lone table.
Yeah.
I guess if you're like, how do we find some easy marks?
Yeah.
You're like, well, let's go on the Impractical Jokers
crew. Yeah.
It was Mike Calta.
Oh, Calta.
Yeah, Calta
even even better.
Yeah, yeah.
We go on the Calta cruise and we, you know, just take advantage of everyone there. That, like, I guess that's where you could really
yeah,
make
it. Has a Percocet-spiked pina colada.
Yeah.
I think anywhere
these
there.
Are the people.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Mexican Klonopin spiked waters.
Spiked everything. They're literally spiked
like
air.
The coaches with the signs above. They're the coaches with like all the pictures above signaling to each other. Like, that's how obvious they are.
Yeah. That's why I didn't notice it. I was being pulled under the earth by those fucking pill heads.
That wasn't the day you were on.
It was the same day. It was moments after.
I think our body were predicting them.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that what they served? Is that
Klonopins? No, we just bought them, and then I had Brendan eat it first just to test it for fentanyl, and then 40 minutes later,
it was great.
Yeah,
it was Brendan, great. You complained about it though.
I mean, it was great at the time, but now
even at the time, you guys were like, I think it was fun at the beach for you.
Brendan was hit way worse than I was.
Yeah, I can tell he's done the "have you taken a shit" joke for 10 minutes at the beginning. I think that might have something to do with it.
You lay them logs yet,
Jared? You can't tell Nicole that this isn't a normal work environment.
Sorry.
She has to think this is normal.
Yeah, status quo. But no, I think when we were at the beach on the excursion,
the beach
the island,
was fun.
I think that's when you guys were having, because you guys were like lapping through the water. I think when
I bumped into a turtle floating.
I took some the next day, I think.
But then when we had to do shows, everything that night, you guys were
that was
like,
brutal.
You guys were like fucked, like almost like blacked out, but like on like a,
we're just
blacked out in a way that, it's
but I did
like,
well.
It's almost like a, oh yeah, man, you said that everyone left the room.
Everybody did leave the room.
Not only did I do well, but we were right there.
Dude, everybody walked all the way out of sight for like 14 minutes. I was supposed to be on for 20. I did 34.
He did not.
Because nobody showed me. I have it in my fucking phone.
Scroll all the way back.
I have it in my phone.
Go look it up. Cal,
dude, he did like 21.
There's no record of me ever doing a cruise.
Just held up a blank screen. Okay. I think, guys, this isn't an intervention.
He basically got roofied.
We did kind of roofie ourselves.
And then we also got sexually assaulted.
You got a strip dance. An old woman gave him a lap dance. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that podcast. Yeah. I don't remember that that woman sitting on me or anything
without
like
underwear
that.
In a skirt.
This is why I think I don't get invited to these types of things. Like I hear all this. I'm like, I would be in the room.
Yeah.
You're taking Klonopin.
This was at the show.
Yeah.
Well, that was
the Klonopin was 100% our choice. Okay. That had nothing to do with the cruise, the environment,
I didn't do
or anything.
Klonopin,
that had to do with Brendan and I not drinking alcohol. So we had to.
Drinking on the beach. Yeah. They felt like they needed their own version of that, so they took.
But see, we haven't. Taken Klonopin since, and he drinks all the time.
I drink in moderation constantly.
Right. Yeah. Like an adult. Yeah.
Moderation's the name of his car.
Right.
Okay, when we're recording, we're going to need everybody to be laughing at the jokes. Nicole, have you taken a shit yet?
I've never heard a silence that deafening on a podcast.
I had to turn down my speakers.
Right. I mean, I've never seen a four-person podcast
welcome
in silence
to the pros,
like that.
Yeah, bro.
We just started.
Welcome
this
to the pros.
Crazy.
We just started, y'all.
That's why you guys were my first calls. Like, I got to go promote something. Let me go to the people who have their finger on the pulse
that's
of
right.
entertainment.
Yeah.
Look at Brendan really feeling it.
Starting to turn.
No, I've given up.
That was a sincere eyebrow raise. I don't give a shit. I don't care. The best, dude. We haven't answered this question at all.
What was it?
What crime did he do?
I'm going to need to talk to you later, by the way.
I thought I was dropping right in.
Oh, you are fitting right in.
This was the dynamic of the show.
It is the show.
We all get calls after.
That should be your Patreon. The call afterwards to make sure you're still friends.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I couldn't help but notice.
What a great marketing idea.
Right.
Yeah. No call. Are you okay?
Prince of promos.
Everybody would have listened to that.
Right.
Now,
you record the call of Sagalo calling, you know, Feeney going,
I don't call.
I didn't really like the text. Yeah. Oh, put up the text.
No,
chain.
He makes us be. He might makes us ask Brendan, "Are you okay?" And then he'll
let it out.
Yeah. So exactly because it's your fault I'm in this fucking world. So you know,
Where his parents, if you don't...
That's right. I blasted a load in his mother, and now Brendan is here.
Most aggressive way.
I saw Jared, blow back at him.
Right.
Especially the fixing of the phone.
I thought...
I blasted a load. I did say it
very casually, as if it couldn't possibly be fake.
Right. It really meant nothing to you. That was jarring.
It was business.
Yeah, that
it was a one-time...
It was a transaction. Yeah.
Right.
That was... That one for free.
She is my Mexican Klonopin. I'll never go back. I mean,
that's why I puked after eating her. How do you like that?
I think you got a new catchphrase.
How do you like that?
I haven't even begin to catchphrase.
That's your actual.
I see your merch.
Like, what?
How do you like that on the front? I haven't even begin to catchphrase. Like that. That's the Brendan Sacklow.
I
haven't even begun to catch phrase.
I haven't even begun to catch phrase.
Right.
Oh my God.
So what's the question?
I don't even know.
Did we even get into a question?
I haven't started the timer. The show hasn't been recording.
We've just been having fun.
I think the question is over under how many hours till Nicole quits.
Minutes.
She's had her chance.
Yeah.
She's had her chance. Yeah. She's pot committed at this point. Nicole,
what was the question?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let us know when we got to go to break and do plugs.
But, yeah, that's fine.
Read that question again.
The feds kicked down your door and everything.
Oh, we're all guilty.
We're all guilty of something.
What's the crime we'd be guilty of?
We got stuck on the basketball edibles. That sent us off on business plans.
But I do think that's something he would get arrested for, is leaving an edible out and someone taking it and not knowing and getting poisoned.
Are you basically saying my son without saying it?
No, I'm saying...
At Gramercy Theater.
At the Gramercy Theater when people...
You had a whole table and didn't tell anyone.
Drugs. It's legal.
You had one little sign that said the milligrams on it.
Yeah, that was so small.
So it had the information.
I was actively looking.
I see.
I also didn't
know. That's true.
If they were fans, they would have known.
Your Honor.
If there's cookies at one of my shows.
Your Honor.
If there's cookies and brownies and cupcakes after a show, it's going to have drugs.
That's right. If you're at one of my shows and there's cookies or brownies, they are not dessert.
Yeah, that means you didn't really look up the act that you're going see if you didn't know that.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I think that would be your crime for sure, is accidentally
dosing somebody.
I could see that.
I think Jared would get caught running like we talked about weirdly last episode, like a gigolo ring, where he's kind of like going around.
I'm an escort.
Yeah.
Older women on cruise.
In Florida.
You're Heidi Fleiss.
I'm the top of the
It's an all dude escort ring.
Right.
Yes.
And it's all dudes that older women have on their cruise.
Yes.
Just as their dates.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. I think that's a good industry. Cause I'm like the bad guy who's actually doing good. These are just widowers that just needed a companion.
And you realize you
can make a buck off it.
Right.
Right.
Knocking the cobwebs loose.
Right. Who else is gonna send them down to Fort Lauderdale?
Someone's gonna do it. That market needs to be tapped, the old lady fucking market. Someone's going to do it.
It takes a strong-willed man to clean out a haunted attic.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'd really thrive. You know, I feel like you're always in Florida. Every time I see you, I feel like you're on Instagram on Florida. So I feel like you could
Florida
run a whole
rules.
Operation out of that. You know, you're wearing just like the shirt open with the tight tee.
Yeah. A lot of glasses on, big necklace.
Yeah.
Would you ever have a place there? Would you consider it?
I would. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Florida, say... What
depends
you want.
Where.
I mean, yeah, Miami's like unbelievable. But my parents are in Boca, and I'm like, I get down there and it's like a punchline, you know, and like people are like, Boca, Jews in Boca. And I'm like, it is heaven on earth. Like, there is nothing wrong with down here.
It's West Coast, right?
No, East Coast. Jews, you know, so.
They stay close to the coast.
Jews are on the East Coast.
That's right.
You know,
they know what it's like without water. They stay close.
What's on the West Coast of Florida?
Naples.
There's a lot of New Yorkers. Naples is.
Naples. It's more waspy there.
Very elite level rich.
Right.
Like $10 million, they laugh you out of town.
You're out of here.
What's West Palm Beach?
That's East Coast.
Okay.
Yeah. So it goes like West Palm, Boca del Rey-ish, Fort Lauderdale. Miami, you know, go down the coast.
And then the Keys.
I don't really know where anything is.
Well, my
I didn't know until I went, you know.
Yeah,
you
but no, I've been to like all these places and I still don't really know where it is. Like I was just in Houston. I couldn't, if you just gave me a part of Texas and like told me to point to the general area where it was,
right,
it would be a 100% guess.
You don't do the thing whenever you're on the road. I do the thing when I'm on the road and I take the Google map and I like squeeze out.
Just
to see where I am in relation to like
smart. I mean,
it's just like it just wows me that I could ever be in certain places. Like I never in my life would have thought.
I did a thing on I think TripAdvisor.
Maybe that's why I feel like I don't travel sometimes. Sometimes I go
take
places.
It in, man.
Yeah, sometimes
you're
I go
in Houston.
Places.
What
and I'm
the
like,
fuck would you ever go to Houston for?
Yeah,
in a
your normal life. Yeah,
to visit James Harden
and check out the
strip clubs. Yeah.
But it's so. Based off that, actually, I think on TripAdvisor, one of those travel websites, if you have like a profile on there, you can, for your own thing, it's not public, you can just like pin, it puts a pin, you type any like city or country that you've been to.
I would love that.
And it puts a pin in there. And I think I haven't updated it probably since the pandemic, but it was so awesome because when you like start zooming out in like a world map, and you're like, oh, fuck. And it says like, you've been to like 18 countries or
that
like 85 cities and all, and you just see all the little pins, the whole west coast, the whole east coast of America.
That?
I think it's on TripAdvisor, just kind of like a my travel map thing. And like, I really enjoy it.
The idea that you did like in Alaska, like just to like zoom out to see, cause you find, you know, like, what do they say? It's like 6 hours from like going to Seattle. You're like, it's that far? Yeah.
Well, that registered that we were traveling because our travel day was a fucking nightmare. So we felt every fucking bit of it. But, like when, anytime
that's
that
kind of, what did you fly?
I mean, dude,
the back of the plane.
I mean, no, like a fucking
Spirit
chicken flight, like fucking literally like insane.
This is the problem with having children, because I think that's because there's a moment where you go, I can't up this to the comfort level. I'm taking it from the child's mouth.
Yeah.
That's
it's also,
what I would think of. But for me, I go, I'm going comfort. What do I got to do? Get toilet paper?
No, and we also, I mean, granted, we lucked out on the way back that there was only one layover, but there was two fucking layovers on the way out there.
Oy,
and it was like, it was a hard travel day. Nicole, wouldn't you say?
You also reduced our travel on the way back because the day going there was so bad that you like yelled at like three different
fuck
people.
Fuck that kid.
Yeah, dude.
Look how quickly.
I think I snapped on my manager. I snapped on everybody like involved in the gig. And I was like, that was just an unacceptable day of travel. And I will not do it again.
Whoa.
And they're like, okay, you didn't have to in the first place. We just wanted to see what we could get away with.
I truly like it. It's very hard for me to go to a place if there isn't a nonstop flight there at this point in my life. The taking the transferring planes, and then like even as you're booking it, you're like, 59 minutes. Is that enough time? Like it could be one of those airports, like a giant, like a Baltimore, where it's like this giant sea and you're over here and you got to fucking run all the, and it's only moving.
No, one stop is the max.
There's
nothing over
but
one.
I don't even like one.
I agree. Listen, no one likes one, but you deal with one. You go to Turks and Caicos, you'll stop in Atlanta.
That's right.
You know that you'll deal, but like I'm Delta
hub.
I'm Delta committed. So like I'm not leaving Delta.
Right.
And I see the one when it's two. Oh my fucking God. Like you might as well just never go leave
that.
The house.
I went to Bali and it was only one stop.
Right. Like, one stop.
Yeah, that's
we're getting you see that
I went to Hawaii nonstop from New York.
Me too.
Come on.
I did the first actually did the first when that was available in 2012. That's when we did.
How long's that flight?
10.
I think it was
nonstop.
More than
and
that.
Well spent.
It's more than that because it's
it was 10 for us.
Because it has to be 6 hours from California. I guess,
we were in the sky. They go a different route.
Yeah, they make it up in the sky.
Yeah, you go
I was driving directions. What do you mean?
Oh, no.
No, they don't head to LA and then swoop. They cut LA right out of the equation.
Yeah, you're not doing, they'll do like a route that has better winds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go faster.
They'll wind it there.
I also
you
know what we're talking
in going,
about.
Wind.
Brendan's been
I
in a
do
plane.
Know. Yeah, I know how planes work.
Plane.
And I know that there's wind.
That's right.
Pretty
you need the
there.
Wind because it helps move
it
the sail.
It pushes the sail.
Saglow gets arrested for stealing someone's catchphrase. They sue him. He defaults on the payment. He says, "Don't. I'm just not going to pay." And then
which
the
I'd be
like,
right.
We have to throw you in jail. You've You've lost this case.
He's a scofflaw.
Now, could that actually happen if you copyrighted a catchphrase and then I'm like saying it all over something?
If you default on a payment, like right. if you go to court and they lose. Say you have to pay that person whatever, and then you don't do it, yeah, you can go to jail.
And then Sagal on the way to jail is getting dragged away and he's going, the catchphrases are coming.
You know, I haven't begun to catchphrase. Yeah, 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 yeah. They're like, that's 5 more years.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Like the Breakfast Club. They're just giving me the years as I'm saying it.
Yeah. Now, what would I go to jail for?
Murder. Pedophilia.
That's Jim's joke.
I know. I took a different episode.
Yeah.
I've also said it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some sort of murder child. You know
what?
Thing, probably.
Yeah,
they really went serious on you. Both of them really were like ready to.
My tools.
To give you, no, no, it's got to be some sort of fraud, like something like they watch
avoiding
they
taxes of some up. Sort.
Something where you're wearing a sport coat that has different patch sleeves.
Okay.
I see you in a patch sleeve sport coat.
Like a professor?
Yeah.
You're selling fake rookie cards.
Duplicates of NFTs.
Something grifty that comes from an office that's dusty.
That's right.
I could grift with the best of them.
Right.
Oh, wherever Feeny has a business, it's a vacant floor with just phones and no desks.
That's it.
I have a real chop shop. I come from a family of grifters. I could really get by. It's really
appalling. As a grifter, I would moan.
Yeah.
To walk alone.
Thank you. I was hoping
that was good. That had good. That was a good run. That was a good note he did. Sometimes I love a good note.
Brendan sings
walk
well.
Alone.
I don't know the second time.
Yeah, you fluttered off key. Yeah, but all right.
Well, I'm doing it differently in concert.
So come out, guys. See me at Brooklyn Bowl, August 11th.
I'll be at the Wembley.
Victor Wembanyama. All right. Serna Style. He's a new number one draft pick in the NBA.
Gotcha.
Huge. Huge
How
deal.
Did you look down huge. But still see my eyebrows move? You were looking down and I move my eyebrows. And you-
because I can see judgment from a mile away. That's the one thing I have good vision
no
for.
No sports?
You were actively reading. I did. I didn't know because you said Wembley.
Right, instead of Wembanyama, which is his actual name. Instead, I said Wembanyama, which is funny.
Football.
But you knew that.
Yeah. I know about Wembanyama.
I told you about him, too.
And I know about him.
From France. It's hard to miss. His
all
hands
these
are the size of fucking boat oars. They're insane.
I haven't seen
his athletes.
It's fucking unbelievable. He plays like a point guard, but he's like rail thin, so he like gets blown off the court every once in a while. It's going to be interesting to watch him play, because that guy Chet Holmgren that got drafted last year, similar body, he played in one game for 6 minutes, like bumped into LeBron James and tore everything in his body and sat out for a
year.
Yeah, that now this year he's like 20 pounds heavier and he's like, all right, I think I can take contact.
They said he looks good, but
I regret making those eyebrows.
Sorry. I love basketball. Really? Serna Style, would you rather funeral?
Oh, here we go.
You died. Would you rather have a funeral that's a raging party with DJ, a pyre lit on fire?
Yeah, funeral pyre, yeah.
What's a pyre?
It's like on a big mound that they light on fire.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Ooh, that's fun.
Like at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Yes, Burning Man type deal.
A pyre lit on fire with instruments playing or being thrown overboard a pirate ship at sea with a chorus of sailors. That's kind of cool.
I love that. I mean, you can't beat fire.
My buddy's dream in college was to have a funeral party and was to get a coffin. And we would get, he wanted.
If he was friends with me, that might have came true.
Were you a big coffin salesman?
No, just all my friends died.
Oh.
Were you a big coffin salesman?
How did I find the positivity in that? I don't even know. That shows my whole outlook on life. You're like, no, my friends all die. I'm sorry about all your friends. Okay.
There's actually a big
It's all right. It's a comedy podcast. I assumed you also didn't think it would go that dark and serious.
Do you want to go back to basketball talk?
You guys not laughing
about
stuff?
Yeah.
You don't find that funny?
I don't know. I mean, how many friends died?
Like a baby. Baker's dozen.
Stop
no, like five.
Five.
Five or six. Yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Of
two
different
years,
things?
All by
no,
his
mostly
hands.
The same.
Yeah, find out how to say
things.
He did it.
It was two things. It was either drunk driving or cancer. Weirdly enough, cancer is big in my town.
Yeah. I can't believe I
Check
came
the water.
On this show to get the
way
press.
More than five. Yeah. Now that I think about it. Yeah.
Now do you miss the punchline?
The catchphrases?
Catchphrases?
Come on, get us back.
This is my comfort zone.
I can't.
There's a catchphrase. Weirdly enough, I can't.
Honestly, t-shirt idea, all the catchphrases forming my face. You know what I mean?
Like Obama.
Kind of, yeah.
Open prayer. Yeah. So his big thing was he wanted us to get him fucked up enough that he would pass out.
Okay.
And then put him in the coffin and party around him. So it would be like at his, it's called like a wake social.
I like this.
Oh my God.
So you invite like a sorority over, like, you know, we'd have socials before the party. So you invite the sorority over and there'd just be this coffin out and everyone would be in suits and ties and he would be asleep in the coffin while we all just partied. That now, sounds like
now,
big
thing. That actually though. Sounds now, awful. That won me over last minute.
Now,
did he wake up?
No,
we didn't. Never did it. It was like his dream.
Oh, but I'm saying
we have small dreams.
Was his plan to get so drunk that he blacked out and got put into it? Or because I feel like if you're the guy throwing that, there's a lot of pressure on you to like, I got to get too fucked up to get into this thing. So I feel like I'd be like, oh, I'm fucked up. I'm going to go lay down.
And he was the type that would get drunk enough. I mean, we went to like Mexico and we were like, how many cups of tequila do you think you can drink? And he would just start drinking cups of tequila. Like, you know,
Yeah.
Or you could do the drill. You could Benadryl him, put a little Benadryl in his beer. See what happened.
Yeah.
That happened to me.
Started
early.
I mean, you literally just said why you go. You dosing.
It happened to me.
Really?
In college. Yeah. When I went to visit my like first year post grad, I went to visit. I've told the story a bunch, but I basically was drinking, having a good time. I was drinking too much and being rowdy or whatever. But then I woke up. It was like kind of like twilight morning, like 5 a.m. And I had no shoes on and I was in a bush like a half mile away from where I was staying. And I walked to my old apartment because I was so fucking out of my mind. I just thought it was the year prior.
Whoa.
And I slammed on my old apartment. Was like, let me in. And like some poor girl answered the door like, you good? And I was like, don't I live here? And she's like, it's year 20, whatever. And I'm like, all right, good night. And I had to walk back and went
young
to
boy,
house.
What day is it?
Why, it's Christmas Day, sir. And then I got back to my friend's apartment. And I was like, what the fuck? And he's like, you got drilled. And he like copped roofie
me.
And
guy.
I was like,
that's not a fun joke.
No, that's sick.
Not a fun joke.
Yeah.
I was like, it would have been better if you got me coke.
Right,
the opposite.
Can I have fun with you?
Yeah, yeah.
If
I was being drunk and obnoxious, then get me coke and I will sober up.
Right.
I'll be sober and obnoxious.
That's right.
Yeah. Take this, you'll feel better.
And I'll tell a lot of stories.
Right.
He's like, I've never done it to a man before.
Hey.
I was actually the opposite. When I would do coke, I wasn't one of those story guys. It would actually calm me to not talking.
Yeah, I was so aware of story guy that I didn't want to become story guy.
Yeah.
So then you don't do the story. You just kind of shut up.
We used to do coke off this signed picture by Tiger Woods. All that was
perfect.
Our go-to. We just do coke off greatness. And
man, dudes fucking rule.
Yeah, we really do.
Off greatness is the name of a party.
If I walked into a party
that
a bunch,
t-shirt.
If there was a bunch of women doing coke off like a signed picture of a Bravo celebrity, I'd be like, you guys are the fucking best. You know, like
Andy Cohen, they're doing
but instead they like hide it in a crucifix.
I want open crucifix.
That's cruel intentions.
Of course. Cruel intentions. Who the fuck didn't beat off of that?
My God. That was the original stepbrother stepsister porn.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, because she was married into the family.
They
were stepbrother
stepsister.
Cruel Intentions are the one where they make out in the Neve Campbell makes out in the
pool. Wild Things.
Pool. Wild Things or Cruel Intentions.
Damn.
Which one are you masturbating to first?
Wild Things then, Cruel Intentions now.
Why? Because they're in high school?
Yeah, why?
No, because it's more fucked up.
Depraved.
It's more depraved.
Wild Things.
What, two girls kissing?
No, it's nudity. They have a threesome. What's his name from There's Something About Mary pours champagne all over her
Matt
tits
Dillon?
And is like lapping them up.
That's a Tuesday masturbation sesh for me. You want me to really masturbate? Let's throw the depraved fucked up shit in there. Okay.
Like no tits.
Why did Sagalow talk about what he masturbates to? Like it was like a sandwich he has on a certain day of the week. That was like something. He was just slapping in such a. No. Tuesdays,
That's
crazy.
Right in the morning kind of.
That's my cheat day.
A little three-way.
Three-way cheat day.
No, you want brother sister shit.
I have jerked off more to Cruel Intentions.
Mm, really,
it's a more watchable movie. So I think I've seen it more.
I think Wild Things isn't on as much.
I haven't seen Wild Things all the time. Since it came out. I think
Wild Things is like it's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It also kind of makes you want to move to the Everglades.
Absolutely,
fucking, get a fucking boat on the water and just die.
Life is kind of simple. Yeah, like it does seem like they just like wear open shirts with like the white tank tops all the time. Like,
yeah, it's like everybody that has no money and everybody that has unlimited money, they're still kind of doing the same things.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, Florida, that's kind of the, you know, if you're on the water, you're on the water.
Yeah. That's not bad.
Aren't we on the water of, in terms of these?
Nicole, where are we at?
5-star reviews. She texted minutes ago.
Oh, I didn't check it.
Yeah.
Write your 5-star reviews anywhere and everywhere that you consume podcasts, be it iTunes, Stitcher, you name it, whatever you get it. Is Stitcher still a company?
I don't know, but I have a scenario. Okay. What about, what are the odds that you all are watching Jared Fried on Netflix?
Yeah!
Question to answer.
If you do, it came out yesterday. It is August 16th today. It came out yesterday, August 15th. It's killer. Filmed at the Gramercy Theater in New York. Jared's one of my favorite comics. I love him.
Way too kind. Thank you for having me on to talk about it. Yeah. 37 and single. That's what it's called.
Nice.
Yeah, listen, dating, fucking gender reveals, you know, breakups, body issues, eating at night.
Yeah.
Jews. If any of those subjects speak
just
to you.
Reading my journal.
Brendan's ears just perked up.
Oh, Jews? Jews and eating at night?
I claim to be one.
He's like, pretending you're Jewish. Your dad.
Why would I pretend to
You could
that?
Answer that.
I don't know.
Whoa. Here's the scenario.
How you lose everything.
Here's a scenario. Offend your guests.
Yeah. Right.
His dad's Jewish. His mom isn't. So that's the whole.
Right? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
He claimed exactly. being Jewish, but he does celebrate Christmas.
I'm okay with that. I would celebrate Christmas if I could. I think the running down the stairs. I mean, you can't get better than that.
No, you don't run down the stairs
for Hanukkah.
If you're Jewish and you're running, it's not good. It's not a good thing.
Right.
You're not in a good position.
Is this why you tell people you're Jewish and you can say things like that?
Yeah.
You're an anti-dentist.
It's
also to get them to go
running. Whatever. Everybody's laughing in the comments, so suck my dick.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, YouTube especially.
What comments are you
putting? We love Sagalo, Jews.
Yeah, he has a base of incels that really love him.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, there's five or six people that keep creating new accounts that really love
Brendan. Pussy hounds, dude.
They just
What's
get
the
it.
More likely scenario?
Yeah, we're the opposite of incels. We're full of sex.
Yeah, we fuck everything.
So check Jared out on Netflix. Watch the special.
It's out right now. Go watch. Watch
it. Sum it up or whatever you do for algorithms.
Share
Spread
it.
The word.
Share. It came out last night. I'm super pumped.
You know what?
Guys for having
this
me.
This is what you do. Not only do you watch it, but also even before you do and you're listening to this podcast, I'm assuming you're multitasking, go to Instagram or whatever social media you frequent. Go to Jared Fried on that social media. Share the image or reel or whatever he posts to promote the podcast or the special, and tell your friends about it, because it's guaranteed you're gonna laugh your dick off and it's a good fucking time.
It's just laughs. Just laughs and jokes.
We're
I'm
just
not
goofing.
You know, just Hell fucking yeah. goofing.
He's not trying
like
to make
podcast.
Points.
No,
that's right.
No points are
no
made.
Points. No points.
No points.
That's the next special name, Jared Fried. No points.
Yeah, that's right. There's no point to all of this. Yeah, it's just,
yeah, just right. a fatalistic, no serious yeah,
No point is hilarious.
You just show up and go,
I come out into an empty theater and I go, what are we doing
here? Yeah.
The mic's that's not plugged
what
in.
What did we expect?
That's your catchphrase. You just go, what's the point?
Right.
Yeah.
And then also come see us on the road. Come
That's
see
right.
us live together.
Right. Together, September 16th, the three of us are going to be in Manasquan, New Jersey at the
Algonquin
Arts Theater. And we're doing half pod, half stand up. It's a great show. We've done it a ton of times out on the road, and
Killer.
People always leave having a great time.
I love Squantanamo Bay.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Used to go there. We'd all get fucking drunk on the beach. I have friends that just moved there. I'm going to send them to your show. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're in. They moved there. They built a house and stuff. They got kids. Yeah. No, it's a great area.
Bring the kids.
That's what we used to call it back in the day. Like, you know, it was like
is that where the bay is? Yeah. that?
No, we just, okay. Because it was Manasquan and...
You better believe.
It's a wordplay thing.
I don't know. Well, I don't know, man.
You're like, fucking, do they torture
I don't even know if there's
people?
A fucking bay.
There's a bay in the one that, in Lavalette, there's like an area, there's bayside, and then there's like the ocean side. Right. So there is a bay.
There's Jersey Shore towns with a bay.
I'll Lavalette you, get that one, but I don't think...
I'll Lavalette that slide.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, and if you're listening this weekend, me and Mikey are going to be at the Comics Mohegan Sun. Isn't that right?
Right. That's right.
And then
I'll probably sold out since I do that in casinos. So Uncasville, Connecticut, August 17th through the 19th. Come and see Baghdadi DeGaulle.
I hope the light they give you is as bright as the one I got.
You turn red.
You see it on the film.
Turns red.
They and send then, you a specter from hell.
Yeah, they're like,
It is absolutely nutty how bright that light is.
Yeah, but guess what? You can never claim you missed it.
Not yet.
Yeah,
that's so true.
There's such a fear of it, I guess.
Yeah, I think there probably a lot of people.
I've been there a million times.
August 24th, I'm headlining the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island. I'm bringing Scott Chaplin with me. It's going to be a fun time. Get those tickets. And Seattle, September 28th at the Hereafter. Get
nice.
Those tickets.
Gotcha.
All at brendansagalow.com.
Chicago, I am coming back, just announced this last week, to the Den Theater. I'm doing two shows October 7th, 7:15, 9:15. Please go buy tickets to that right now.
Meaning, where do you drink in Chicago?
I have a bounty of places.
You do?
Yeah.
I got good spots.
Oh, I would love to have some
good
recommendations.
Drinks.
I love a good, there's always a place to sit, right? I'm done with lines and I'm done with standing.
I can tell you if you want like a fun, active place, I love Lone Wolf, I think it's called.
Yeah, right.
West Loop. I mean, that area.
It's where my sister-in-law lives.
Love that area.
Yeah.
I'll show you another bar. And there's like a little speakeasy-ish place inside of where the Soho House is.
Awesome.
Gotta go there.
I would love that.
Chicago's like my favorite drinking town.
I love Chicago. I'm excited to come back. So please buy tickets to that. The Den Theater, October 7th. And then MikeFeeneyComedy.com for tickets and all that other stuff. Nicole?
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram. Subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
And can I say one thing? This is going to be weird for the podcast. Mm. Can we take a picture now? Because I have to go downstairs to go do my spot in 3 minutes. So can we pause it for 1 sec, take the promo picture, and then I got to go, and then you guys can come back.
Next question. TJ
went to the Sagalow School of Acting.
That's right.
I'm actually a fantastic actor.
Dactor?
Dak?
Fuck!
Dactor.
Daxter.
Roger Pedactor. He found this Captain Winky.
You gotta rename this like early 2000s coming of age podcast. There have been just so many references.
I used to call my
Wild Things. We talked about Wild Things for like 5 minutes.
That's
what are
right.
we doing?
I like it, and also I find that it's moderately upsetting that Neve Campbell didn't hang tits in that movie.
She didn't get
no. Just Denise Richards, because Neve Campbell was a bigger star at the time, and she did not want to do it.
I'm happy she didn't do
she
it.
Quit,
I'm happy. I have here's how much I didn't even remember that.
Yeah.
That shows you. That should be a lesson to all of us.
That's right.
People don't leave your shows remembering the jokes. They remember how they felt.
That's 100% true.
So just like Denise and Neve.
That's right.
We should all take a lesson from Neve keeping her shirt off.
Yeah.
That's right.
This is a big Neve Campbell stand
right.
podcast.
Yeah.
We stand Neve.
We all masturbated to the same movie.
We love Neve.
Scream.
What? Wasn't that the worst growing up when one you'd go for a joke and like one of your friends, what?
Oh, I get that on stage.
Turn on you.
I get that on stage sometimes. I'll say something. That's the worst when they go, what?
Right.
We were talking about that on Jim and Sam, where like both me and Ian were saying we get shit like that, and it's like you'll say something, they're like, what?
Or
you're like, you don't even fucking fathom. I have a video of me on my phone freaking out.
Fathom?
You can't even fathom what I'm saying?
Please,
it's the worst.
Please send that to Nicole to insert in the pod. Right here.
Yeah, that end.
But there's also the, like, you get the, I bet you got this, which is the Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I get Jesus sometimes.
That
always happens.
I get Jesus.
Texas, I don't know if you find this, or at least not Austin, they're still, like, puritanical when it comes to sex. So like right. some of the sex stuff for the people that weren't there specifically to see me, they were just like, they'd be like, ah, like, come on, you right. fucking pussies. You're pounding alcohol.
Yeah.
You're fucking blackout drunk.
Said this
and
before?
I see your wife's asshole through her mini skirt. Like, what are we doing?
Right, right, right.
But dude, some lady was actually like showing me clam this weekend. And I was like, get that fucking non grippy filant. No,
I awful. Forget like how 60. Long I go back with some of you guys. Like I, you know, that you like I, to me, clam. Is a Mike Cannon word.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know, it is yeah. heartwarming yeah. a little bit to like know that we've known each other long enough where I'm like,
yeah.
there's only one clam guy I know.
Yeah.
I love a clam.
I love saying clam.
Love it. Because your wife, some like, did she get mad at
yeah.
clam?
Yeah.
She gets
most
mad.
Most things. Not even, it's no, not
nicest
a clam.
Way to say it.
The nicest?
It's the, no, what are you going to say?
Well, my wife weathered the gash phase. So
gash is
with clam. I mean, she hears harps.
At least you're right. not saying like, cunt.
Right.
I did. They,
oh, cunt was there.
But I do it in an Irish accent.
So it's...
That was
that makes it wonderful.
Yeah. You fucking cunt.
No, just the word. Oh, you fucking cunt. All right.
Well, all right. HTS. You get to star in a remake of a movie or TV show of your choosing. What do you pick?
A remake of a TV show or movie?
Yeah. Any. Anyone.
My family's favorite movie growing up was Houseguest with Sinbad.
Dude, I just talked about that movie.
I love that fucking movie. I think it could be really redone in a, like, as a series. I think as a series, yeah. it would work. Like, this guy, grifter type, you know, a Feeny type.
Weasel.
Right, just and you mix up the races. Genius. Maybe you go yeah, white yeah. into black neighborhood.
Sure. Oh, it's that Sasha and Malia. Those are the who he's protecting.
Right, something yeah. like that. Right. So you know you go. It was just that movie's so wild to me. Like and just like I think that as Steve. Who was
the guy from Revenge of the Nerds?
No,
he was the Secret Service guy that flips out and tries to kill the kid.
You're thinking of a different movie completely.
I'm not
Secret Service guy.
Secrets in First Kid.
I didn't even say First Kid. I said no, Sinbad.
He didn't say
House Guest.
House
Guest. Yeah, I was thinking the other movie.
You were thinking of First Kid. First Kid, fine movie, too.
Yeah.
House Guest, it was Sinbad.
That was a better movie.
Moving into Steve.
No, the Beethoven dad.
No, the dad. No, guy who got killed by his wife.
Phil Hartman.
Jesus. What am I out of my
Christ.
Mind? Phil Hartman. Steve.
What Hi, the I'm Troy Kim McClure. Murphy.
Who? Kim Murphy.
I was such a fan.
Oh, we and the pedophile. Jeffrey
he's
Jones.
In that movie. He's like a. He's he a plays pedophile? The same weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dentist.
Yeah, he's
dentist.
An asshole in that movie.
That's right.
Too.
He's a pedophile.
Ferris Bueller. Yeah,
they found like a bevy of kid porn on a couple hard drives.
And he was like, gross. But he, for 5 years, he was our lead. Piece of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He was like our movie principal and
Ferris
everything.
Bueller. Yeah. He was a really good guy.
Yeah.
I think I would like to, I mean, it would be awesome not to remake it in terms of making it better, but just remake it and to get it, like to be in Dumb and Dumber and be able to somehow, even if it's like, I don't know who, because you can't replace. I mean, Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels, they're both like have such an iconic.
Yeah. You would like, be a good bad guy.
I was going to say,
you'd
I would love
Ted,
to be.
Ted.
I would love to be one of the bad guys. Yeah. Maybe. I think I could bring more to the role than the rich.
The guy who shoots at the end.
Yes. Like, hey, yes.
You're a horrible.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. He's like, all right. Yeah.
Where would you send him instead? Like maybe like Tulum or something?
No, I like the whole, I want the movie as is. Okay. I just want to step into that. I want to be a part of that iconic piece of cinema while also like adding the, I would bring more to that role.
More of a female leads. Replace them with females.
Yeah, an all female Ghostbusters.
An old female Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, if you want to really piss off an incel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just put that out as like a fake story.
Yeah. Dude, remaking Dumb and Dumber, you're already pissing so many people off.
Yeah. And then going, no, we're going to have a couple women do it. And they're like, dude, what the fuck did you just say to my childhood?
Starring the girls from Broad City.
Yeah, that would be so fucking funny.
I would love to see how mad people would get.
Oh, and the whole movie, they're like,
they're just in orange tuxedos.
They're like smoking weed, like talking about like Obama, you know, and people just getting pissed.
Dude, if, If I ran like the Paramount Instagram page, I would just do that.
Oh my God.
I would be like, come
April
soon.
Fools. Yeah. April Fools.
No, you can't do it on April Fools because everybody will, they'll go, yeah. Oh, it's an April Fools.
Half the movie.
You just gotta fucking do it.
Half the movie is them condemning appropriation while also twerking to Rihanna.
Yeah. Saying yes, queen.
Yeah, yeah. It's like jokes that they don't get. Just
are you telling me we twerked in the wrong direction?
Just what I think. You couldn't get any more yacht.
Do you?
You go and do something like this.
Alana, I'm not wearing a bra. Do you have any? Yeah, my tits are hot. We're in the Rockies.
That's great.
My extra bra.
Yeah. Yeah, I have an underwire. You can wear this. I have a sports bra underneath. Who would you be?
What movie would I remake?
Yeah. Or TV show?
Oh, TV show.
Yeah, my obvious answer would be Rad, and I think I actually would do a better job than Bill Allen at that role.
Rad?
Yeah, it's my favorite movie. It's an
What's
80,
that?
It's an 80 BMX movie that nobody knows.
Settle in.
Start a new timer, Nicole.
We've done this?
No.
Yep.
Yeah, I've named my son after the lead character.
It's you like, did?
Yeah. It's great.
Which is weird because the main character was, in fact, a pedophile.
Really?
Yeah.
Both in the movie and real life.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I wanted to honor him. No, it was, he was not a pedophile. But I do think that just from a sheer crush perspective, and I don't think I could do better, but I would really love to grow my hair out and give it a try. I would like to be Tim Riggins on Friday Night Lights.
There you go.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
I would really love a chance. Not now. My life is over. I can't be 38 years old in that
right.
role.
Well, that's how you know we can't let Mike Cannon coach any of his kids' teams. He just wants back in the action right now.
He's like,
I'll just a little juke.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
You throw it like this. You know what I mean?
Now I would be Coach Taylor, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe I would fucking die for a role as an inspirational coach in some sort of
give that speech.
Yeah. Like, oh my God!
Yeah, if it weren't for my knees, I would have gone pro.
Yeah, right.
I've been waiting my whole life for that opportunity.
Right. Yeah. You gotta. You really don't know your own age.
No. I mean, not at all.
The idea that you're like, I'll be the high school quarterback.
That's right.
What did you just say to us?
He failed a couple years.
Yeah. He's been held back due to being too awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic,
like Van Wilder. Makes 22. Friday night
yeah,
lights.
Yeah. Boys, I got to take off, but
enjoy your spot. Have fun downstairs. We have a couple more scenarios for you, hoes.
Okay.
Brendan, Jared, are you ready? Nicole, are you ready? We might call on you at any moment.
Oh, please don't.
Okay. NBA.
Oh, with no association with this podcast.
Nicole, now update. Have you shit? NBA.
How's your bowels?
How's your bowels? They still bound? Bound up?
I like that she doesn't answer. I like that. Let the baby cry itself
that's
out.
That's right. Yeah. She is the Ferber method to a T with us. Yeah, we are out here screaming, whining, crying. Just she'll check in on us every 15 minutes and it'll increase. And she's leaving us on us own, on her own.
But it hurts her. Yeah. It hurts her.
Don't laugh and they will move the fuck on to the next thing that I hopefully laugh at.
Oh, it's so hard not to laugh at them. But
anybody ever sweat more?
Do you have another shirt?
No.
Honestly, did you put your arms down the way you were holding before?
It's fine.
You're good.
It looks like it's a part of the shirt.
But as soon as I'm on stage in the lights and I like
you're going on stage
sort of
like that.
Out, I sure am. I have nothing else. Maybe I'll ask them for a shirt.
What do you think, Liz? A locker room here?
Do you have any merch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I wear your merch? My back is like somebody just fucking squirted on my lower lumbar, dude. Oh, it is just a mayhem. All right. NBH podcast. You'll be granted one wish.
Okay.
Anything you want in the world, no restrictions. If you can accurately detail a film's plot from start to finish. Dialogue isn't necessary, but you need to give us comprehensive and complete.
That's easy.
And a complete rundown as a well-written Wikipedia page.
Very easy.
Well-written.
Oh.
Wikipedia page.
This is bad for me. What are you thinking?
I don't write anything well, so there'd be a lot of obviously. You need an editor or something, but I think I could do it with 8 Mile or something.
8 Mile would be your movie?
Yeah.
I know
so.
What
What?
No, 8 Mile.
8 Mile's a great movie for me.
Heavyweights.
Nice.
Heavyweights.
I've
do
watched
that.
Maybe 7,000 times.
No I remember the one thing where they're taking the candy out of the bed
Is that because of your own experience as like a bigger kid?
Well, I like camp and I know the, you know, weight stuff, but we watched even at camp like a million, like we thought it was the funniest fucking thing.
What camp did you go to?
Cedar in Maine.
Camp Nowhere?
Yeah.
In Maine? Whoa.
Yeah, Maine. That was like a, you know, New England Jewish, you know, kids would go up there. My dad went there. My uncle went there.
Is that where John Fish went as well?
No, Bobby went to Bowercrest. Yeah, where they kind of cross paths.
Yeah.
No, they went to a different area of camps.
Right,
But I, that movie, I mean, the thrill of one of my lifetime thrills, and I texted more people than anything in comedy, was when Judd Apatow would be here and I would be hosting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I said to him once, I was like, and he made Heavyweights.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, dude, Heavyweights, I've seen it like a million times. And he was just, he said, you know, something, he wouldn't, but he was like, it's pretty dark for Disney, huh? And I was like, I never thought of it as a dark movie.
Yeah.
I saw it as pretty dark. Like I felt that as like a chubby kid.
But I just was like, this guy's fucking hilarious. These kids are fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Like none of it was
Ben
like.
Ben Stiller is so funny in that movie.
The idea that someone would take over a camp to torture young kids who want to lose weight or don't want to lose weight is crazy. But I do.
I've never seen this. It just dawned on me that I've never seen this.
Wow.
Movie. Never?
I have never watched this movie.
There's a scene that is so mean to one of the kids. Like it would never get made. Like it's like crazy. There's one scene where the main character, Gerald Gardner, is going home from his last day of school. He's so pumped. And then there's a baseball that goes over the fence and he can't throw it over the fence. They have to like establish how
like,
much of like a loser he is. And you're like this.
Loser.
And I just never thought of until now. You're like, why would they do this? It's the meanest scene. Like, okay, fine. He needs to go to, you know, he needs to lose weight at camp. The idea like, oh, and we have to make him an unathletic loser. That's like, why can't he throw a baseball?
These poor
like,
actors.
It's crazy.
These poor actors are like, you're going to be fat guy number two guy number three.
That's a great point though, because I thought that like, the fact that Tommy Boy was like technically a loser,
right?
But he also moved really well. Like they didn't make him a bumbling idiot in the sense that he wasn't like tripping over shit. He did break the table, obviously, but like it wasn't like crazy slapsticky in the fact that he's just doing.
Yeah. Well, he was.
Am I wrong?
No.
I feel like I'm wrong in the middle of this.
No, you're not wrong. I think the
they at least
Chris
showed
Farley never presented like loser.
Yeah.
You know, like he moved like in the same way, like, you know, like they, you know, I think he was like supposedly good at football or something.
Yeah,
I think I remember that being like something like that.
Yeah.
But then like, you know, look at Kevin James, big guy, good on his feet. Mm-hmm. You know, like that was always Heavyweights would be more believable if this kid was like good. You know, the whole thing is like, they, you know, their ragtag group of misfits that win at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
and also it kind of means more to be made fun of for one specific thing than to be an over-encompassing loser.
Right.
Because then you almost, like, the crowd, the audience is almost like, I can tell why they're making fun of him.
Yeah.
If you suck at everything, you should be a little mocked.
Yeah.
Now that you mention this movie should be canceled. We need to cancel that.
I also love
Did
that,
he make it?
He made the movie. I said to him, I go, that's one of my, I've seen it a billion times. And he was like, how dark is that movie for Disney to make? And it's a Disney movie.
It does feel dark watching it as a kid. I remember that feeling of like, there's a lot of like, you know, that like those every movie has it where it's that like, you know, the main character's like fucked and they can't. What's that called? Like the there's a fucking phrase. For
sexual
that.
Tension.
No, there's like.
yeah, where it gets fucked.
Huh? No, but it.
I remember visiting day, like I would get, you get food on visiting day.
Yeah.
And then you'd like hide the food. So you'd like have it.
Oh yeah.
And there's
a
whole
shit.
Element of that too. You know,
wait, your parents would sneak you shit.
No, you like on visiting, your parents all bring their, you can't eat. You know, you get your home treats.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like, you know, there's a point where like, they're like, when you're younger, they go, you got a week.
Yeah.
Or you got like a few days with it. And then they're like, okay, it's got to go. And you're like, well, hold on.
Really?
I got these sweet tarts. You
your
know,
camp
like,
did that. We our camp, same thing. Visiting day, they gave us a bunch of like shit, like beef jerky and all that stuff. We kept that till we ate it all.
Oh no. Maybe when we got older, but like, as you know, when you're like 9 years old, it's got to be like a moment where it's like, okay, we got to get rid of this.
I never went to sleep away that early.
No. I started at 8.
I just started going to camp, like even day camp when I was like 10 or 11. When we moved, and then I started going to, it was all specialized always. I never even went to the general camp. It was always basketball camp.
Right.
I think I went to 1 week of soccer camp ever. was always basketball camp.
Right. That was always like the non-Jewish way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a wet dream at a upstate New York recruiting basketball camp.
Okay.
And I was like 15 and it was just me and like 100 black guys in this dorm. And I just busted one out in my down comforter. I woke up and I was like, I am freezing. What the fuck? And then I'm like,
freezing like is hilarious.
It ripped off my dick. And I was like, oh, and I was like, was that dream real? Yeah. And apparently I just flooded.
Start asking
alone.
People questions like, what?
You ever think about that? What? You ever think when you had like a wet dream, you're like, did someone come into my house and fucking blow me or something? Like, is someone
that was
in my.
Never my thought.
Really?
Like, I was just.
Dad, like, did you pull a trick on me last night?
Sincerely, I was like, did my dad blow me last night or something like that? I sincerely would have that thought.
That's the show, everybody. Thank you very much. Jared Fried, new special out now on Netflix called 37 and Single. Share it around. Tell your friends. He's a friend of the show. We love him. And thanks so much for doing the show, man.
Pleasure to be here. Appreciate Thank it. You all for having me. This is a blast. I really appreciate it. This is my first one I've done to promote the special.
Oh, hell
great.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Came here, the heart of Hollywood.